Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 28th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. The blueprint for liberty is the supreme law of the land and our guide, the Constitution for the United States of America. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant as well. And the solution to the problems we face, a good, honest, moral, educated people always has liberty. A country that's not moral and not educated simply doesn't have liberty. It's that. It really is that simple, folks. Welcome. Hope you're doing fantastic. Now, Kurt, we haven't been doing the recaps of the last several days' broadcast. In fact, we haven't done that all week. Amazingly enough, because we've had just so much news going on. Primarily the Bundy Ranch / Harney County scenario. And it goes on and on and on and on. But we're going to talk about the recaps of several days today. First, let's do the recap of yesterday, which, of course, let me make this very clear. Yesterday's recap had to do with Tuesday's news. Then today, of course, will have to do with Wednesday's, you know, details a little bit. It's kind of all mixed up in our minds, right? Yesterday morning, I reported about the broadcast we did on January the 13th. Hour one, I said, hey, they had a Burns, Oregon town hall meeting January the 11th. And in that meeting, the sheriff, Dave Ward, said there's an hourglass and it's a running and time's going to run out. And boy, did it. Boy, howdy did it on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. Have Ammon Bundy and the Complete Patriot Movement been framed? I say absolutely. And it's not an I told you so moment, but it's a reality check in event moment, if you will. The events are currently unfolding. Is this Operation Ultimate Payback for all patriots? The answer is yes. After all the threats and all the intimidation, is the government the only one to commit violence? Looks like the government's the most violent among us, isn't it? After all the saber rattling and everything else, the government telling you how extreme the militia were, they're crazy, they're armed, there was no violence by the patriots. There was no violence by the militia. There was no violence by anybody who believes in the Constitution. The government was violent. They created a hostile, violent ambush, fired shots, and murdered Lavoie Finicum. Now, you would say, well, Sam, it wasn't really a murder. Come on, there's a lot of confusion on that. I agree. Gunfire erupts with feds. You had a feeling the standoff in Oregon wouldn't go well, and, well, boy, howdy, were you correct. You were spot on with your concerns. They arrested Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Ryan Payne, Ryan Cavalier, a.k.a. Buddha, Shauna Cox, Lavoie Finicum got shot to death. Now, some are saying a gentleman was murdered on his knees with his hands in the air. Others are saying, it didn't happen that way. He was charging the cops. I believe the truth somewhere lies in the middle. Eyewitnesses conflict with their accounts, to say the least, and I think that part of both are true and part of neither accounts are correct. But here's what I know. Given the situation that it was in a canyon, given the situation that the Patriots or the whatever, Ammon Bundy's crew, were outnumbered big time, they were brought into a lair and ambushed, no one needed to die Tuesday night. Even if Lavoie had a gun. Even if Lavoie was charging the cops. When you're on the border, they require you to use rubber bullets, folks. Remember this discussion we've had plenty of times? They deal with huge crowds and armed people all the time. The point is, Finicum did not need to die. And I don't know if you want to call it murder. I personally believe it was because they didn't need to. But it's not cold-blooded murder like some are saying. That's what Ammon and crew are saying. But I don't buy that. Finicum was the guy who was saying he wasn't going to go behind bars. He was the guy saying, hey, I'm not going to do that. I'd rather die. Okay? Finicum is radical. We agree. Okay? Finicum told CNN that he doesn't want to die, but that he would never go behind bars. I'm just not going to prison, Finicum said. Look at those stars. There's no way that I'm going to sit in a concrete cell where I can't see the stars and roll out my bedroll on the ground. It's just not going to happen. I want to be able to get up in the morning and throw my saddle on my horse and go check on my cows. It's okay. I've lived a good life. God has been good to me, he said. Now, that's all truthful, what he said, because it's not just CNN. He said this on multiple occasions. He's the guy nicknamed the Tarp Man because he used to sit under a tarp and be interviewed, and people thought he was nuts. But he was one of the nicest gentlemen ever. He had 11 children. He had a big heart. He was a good man. But he was rabid in the belief of his cause, and he was pretty radical about it. He was angry. And wouldn't you be if the government was stealing your ranch? All right? So the only guy who said he'd rather die than be behind bars died. Ain't that a mistake? Now, I'm not justifying anybody's position here. I'm just telling you the idea that he died on his knees with his hands up, just peaceful and begging for his life, isn't true. Okay? He is also the only one to try to take off from the road stop, and he was blocked by their barricades and a big old snowbank as he drove his vehicle off the road. He was the only one to try to flee the scene. I'm telling you, when you start trying to flee a scene, cops take it as a hostile act. Then the debate is, was he charging the cops or was he really peaceful? I don't know all the details. But I also know this. Shots, as far as we understand, that only went one way from the violent government to the peaceful protesters. Isn't that interesting? Now, I don't know the details. There's a girl. Her name is Victoria. She was in the car. She has her story. Everybody's heard her video. She claims all kinds of things that I don't believe are accurate. But then you got this other testimony from this gentleman that was not even in the right car. I don't believe anybody's testimony because I believe they all have only pieces of the pie. It reminds me of the blind people and the elephant. You know, you let a blind person feel a little bit of an elephant, and it's like, elephants are like this. And you let the blind person touch the other part of the elephant. Oh, man, elephants are like that. And are they pieces of the pie? Yeah, they are. Are they true? Somewhat. Are they accurate? No. Are they the whole picture? No. What I say we need to do is we need to get the video. And the government made sure this happened in a place where only they have the video. Does the FBI and state police have video? If they do, if they release video quickly, I believe their story will probably be accurate. But remember, your friendly government's the only one that have video on this thing now. Of course, no law enforcement officials were injured. That's good news. Now, they messed with SCADA cameras. Lavoie Finicum was involved in taking down those cameras they thought were spy cameras, but they were really SCADA cameras. What are those SCADA cameras, you might ask? They're cameras that control the monitoring and assessment of real-time utilities like power, gas, like natural gas systems, power systems, water systems, that kind of stuff. Messing with those things are felonies. He was one of the people that took those down. He shouldn't have done it. He absolutely shouldn't have done it. So there's a lot of information back and forth on this. Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're going to talk about this. We're going to break down the next several days. Or I should say last several days. Are you there, Kurt? Welcome, sir. All right, somehow we'll try to get Kurt back. In the meantime, we'll talk to Chris in Las Vegas. Hi, Chris.
Well, good morning, Sam. I want to thank you very much for at least getting an honest view of what took place there. You usually do, and I compliment you for that.
And by the way, thank you for your kindness. I people get mad at me because I call things certain ways, and you know what? I really do my best to be honest and fair. I'm not a cop hater. I'm not anti-government. I really do my best to call it as I see it, and I know it's not perfect. It's just my opinions, but I really honestly try hard to do my best. We're going to take a quick pause, Chris. I just wanted to introduce you before the break, and then I want to give you plenty of time to go ahead, sir. Will you hold on a minute?
Thanks. Uh-huh.
Excellent. Hold on, sir. All right, Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, and Chris from Vegas on your radio in seconds at 866-986-6397.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, my fellow Americans, the chime-in participation number is 866-986-6397. That's 866-986-NEWS. We pay for the call. Chris, taking advantage of that from Vegas. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first, let me be clear. I'm a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement professional, no longer affiliated with any agencies whatsoever. And the truth is the truth, no matter what, when the facts are known.
Agreed,
These
sir.
These are facts I'm going to put out. Everything starts at the beginning. This particular event had to be pre-planned, pre-staged. Logistics were put in force, orders for manpower.
Now, let me just stop you so people are clear, Chris. When you say this event, are you talking about the siege or the ambush that took place Tuesday evening?
I am talking about the political assassination plot that occurred in the form of an ambush in the Narrows in that Box Canyon area in Hammond, Oregon.
Agreed 100%, but it wasn't the Narrows. The Narrows is actually a campground RV park. It was a canyon on the way from Burns, Oregon to John Day, Oregon, about 20 miles out of Burns. But anyway, continue. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not from the area. I'm not intimately familiar, so I don't have a clear representation of the landmarks, so my intention was not to deceive. However, someone plotted this event, whether it was from Washington
or correct.
Oregon, I can't tell you, but the DOJ, Kurt Haskell, apparently made a pronouncement that was very insidious about this event, and it's likely this is where it emanated from. Someone ordered the manpower. They had to have heavy equipment to move those concrete barriers in the road to set up the Box Canyon or the road abatement to keep them from stopping from travel to and from to set up this supposed roadblock. It was never a traffic stop. A traffic stop is a rolling operation whereby automobiles, cruisers on the highway, cruise the roads for particular targeted individuals to remove them from, sometimes from hazards, sometimes for other purposes. But there's no way you could reasonably color this as a traffic stop.
I concur.
It could have been a papers check. It could have been a number of things, but it was never a traffic stop. And
what it really was, just so you know, is the forced execution of a felony warrant or a warrant for a felony out for their arrest is what it really was.
Well, and having snipers in the trees associated to the road area belies the fact that they were really intending on using violent force to apprehend these individuals, if that, in fact, was their agenda. However, the fact that they targeted LaBoy Finnegan, and now he was driving an automobile. He saw the dangers. He apparently may have attempted to avoid one of the automobiles that was blocking the road and go around, came buried up in a snowbank, according to Victoria, a live witness that was in the car laying down. And we haven't seen any photographs of the automobile where it's riddled with bullets.
Well, and she does allude to that, Chris, and says you should see the car, and the interviewer says we probably won't see it. They don't want us to see it. And that's exactly my point is if the cops want us to believe them, show us the car, release the video, give us some details. But look, in the press conference yesterday, it was supposed to be a press conference, the government, they just reiterated what they told us the night before. They weren't taking any questions. The press took no questions, and they still haven't answered any fundamental realities. For example, did the Patriots or Ammon and his crew, did they fire back in any way? We don't have answers to that. The list goes on and on about what we don't have answers to. The government's just simply said in their press conference, which wasn't really for the press because we didn't get to ask any questions. It was for propaganda. But in that conference, all they said is we're not going to talk about the details, refer to the court documents, and that's all we're going to give.
Well, that's a convenient false narrative when the government obstructs justice,
agreed,
denies, hides the facts from the people, and claims that they're going to put out their own false story to create their own form of a version of the story to put before the people as propaganda, as you wisely observe.
It also means they're going to use this to buy time to see what people think. They're going to let these witnesses come out and conflict. And they're going to let the narrative be built by the lies themselves and by the conflicting details. And then they'll cop to nothing that they don't have to, but everything that will lead people astray. Let me give you a quick example. All the mainstream press is saying a firefight erupted. Well, to have a firefight, you got to have bullets going both directions. I submit to you that we don't even know that narrative. But while the FBI is silent on the matter, they let the media tell the story without facts.
Well, there's not a... It's not doesn't avoid everybody's observation. This is not very different from Waco or from Ruby Ridge or from the Mormon massacre and the first 911 or other things that have occurred like this. Whenever the government unleashes its force in a hail of bullets and then calls it a firefight, I think that's a rather colorful interpretation of the event.
But what the FBI could say if they ever get brought to court is, number one, they'll just bottle up everything. They'll make it all classified or not releasable or the gag order kind of stuff. And then what they'll say in court is they'll say, you know what, we never reported it was a firefight. That was the media. We never said it was a firefight. And that's what they'll do.
Certainly not without possibility they could fire one of the guns, if there were guns, and there may have been sidearms, they could fire one of those and claim that somebody pulled a shot.
Yeah, even Victoria said they had guns, they just didn't use them. But not all of them had guns, but some of them did, Victoria said.
The last thing is, this is every one of these events, the government, if we look at the silent weapons for quiet wars, is a form of a data sensor. It's a beta test. They were reeling from the rebuke of their actions in the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. They wanted to regain face. And so this beta test here, they set up their Fallujah-like encampments in the school in downtown Harney, or whatever the town's called. And they tested the waters with people to see how people would react. And they're testing the waters now. And they're monitoring this very closely as a sort of data intel gathering operation, along with taking out, suppressing the freedom and liberty movement and the militia movement around America by taking out one on national TV as a public execution, much like John F. Kennedy.
I agree, and that's why I said that, you know what, I don't bring this all up about what I broadcasted on the 13th, about the 11th meeting with the sheriff saying the hourglass is running out, it's about empty or whatever. And then I said that this is Operation Ultimate Payback, and it's Operation We're Going to Frame All Patriots. I don't bring that up for an I told you so, Chris. I don't run around with I told you so. Sometimes I do for fun, just to make a point. But what I'm saying is, this is a reality check in events. We're still in the events, folks. We're still dealing with these court cases. It'll go on for quite a while. We haven't seen the end of this yet, and they're monitoring and watching how we react to this whole thing. And they gather data, and they put it into to AI programs, artificial intelligence programs, that'll let them know next time how to behave, what to do, when to move, when to sit back, you know, when to hold them and fold them, and et cetera. They can learn from this, and they can pump that data into smart machines that can give them real intel back about how the Patriots will behave. They drug almost every hardcore Patriot out in support of this in some way or the other, and they logged and cataloged names and IP addresses and Facebook interactions, and they've got all that, people. Don't fool yourself. And I've been against the Ammon Bundy armed takeover, and you would say, well, Sam, it wasn't an armed takeover. We can debate all day long. I was for the peaceful rally and against that takeover, sir, and have been from the very beginning.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the so-called Sheriff Ward, witness number 9 in the original complaint charging the Hammonds that they were first incarcerated on falsely, which is an incompetent witness, because if he was an employee of the BLM, he's conflicted. He suffers from being obligated to the employment and continuing his pay. And then he was appointed sheriff by Grassley, who is deep into this thing.
Okay, well, let's back up for a second. This David Ward, that's the sheriff, there's erroneous ideas out there that he used to work for the BLM. That is not true.
Well, I've heard that too, but I also know there's a witness number 9 from the original indictment that is a David Ward.
That is correct. However,
Ward, I can't tell you for sure.
Hold on. However, we've done the research on this. We went to the court records and everything else. I'm telling you, they got different middle initials. They're two different people with the same name. We've done our homework. It is not the same person. I'm telling you right now.
One more thing for you.
Hold on. Brett. I want you to stay over the break because you got good info. Stay there. We'll talk about it. I want to give you a chance to talk. Those two David Wards are two different people, though, I promise you. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Stay there, Chris.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back to the live. So we've done our homework on the David Wards. There's two different people, different middle initials. It's not the same guy. And the guy that is the sheriff was in the military at the time, just so y'all know. Back to Chris in Vegas. Go ahead, sir.
Well, we would certainly want to know if there's a familial relation to the Ward family. It would be the thing that I would observe. However, there is the Brandon Curtis individual with the supposed Patriot militia from, I guess it was Idaho.
All right, Brandon Curtis is a friend of ours. He's with Idaho 3%.
Well, it seems that he may likely be the deep cover COINTELPRO operative agent masked as a militiaman, Richard Finaway. And this was added by Kevin from one of the other groups that was maliciously maligned for trying to get pre-advanced notice of the impending ambush attack that had been preferentially planned very carefully as a special operations mission. Then we have the other actor who was supposedly one of his associates that fled to Arizona, supposedly to see his daughter, but turned himself in to the police for protection because he'd been outed.
All right, let me stop you. I think you might have names mixed up. Brandon Curtis is with Idaho 3%. He's a true blue patriot. I know him personally. He's been on the radio with us. Who you're talking about is, one, there's a media guy, Pete Santilli.
I know Santilli.
Okay. There's another guy by the name of John Ritzheimer. Now, John Ritzheimer went home to Arizona just hours before the event broke out. And several hours later, John Ritzheimer turned himself in, surrendered to cops in Arizona. Now, he was the guy that ran around mocking the FBI, ran around. He did a video where he was at the FBI headquarters, and they're like, hey, they're looking for me, but I'm right here. How stupid is the FBI? He's the guy that has the F word, Muslims, on his pickup and all this kind of stuff.
Provocateur.
This guy's a provocateur for sure. You're also talking about possibly Ryan Payne, who is a big concern as well.
Well, I agree he's concerning, but he was in the automobile and it was shot into.
That is correct. However, hold on. That is correct. However, he got out and was attained before the first shots were fired, fascinatingly enough.
Fascinating. I've never been quite dialed in on Payne, whether he is or he isn't, but he's suspect.
The other person you're talking about is Blaine Cooper, and believe it or not, Blaine Cooper is one of the people, after the events happened on Tuesday night, Wednesday, Blaine Cooper and a guy by the name of Jason Patrick were both out at the refuge saying, hey, we're the new leaders now, trust us. But somehow, magically last night, Blaine Cooper left, and Jason Patrick got arrested. So there you have that.
Imagine that. How convenient they were taken out of action before they could be put in harm's way. Blaine Cooper,
yes,
to me, has been an obvious operative agent, or at least asset, for quite a long time. The whole thing is infiltrated from the very beginning. I think perhaps that's where some of the bad information was relayed to Ammon that got him into this particular phase of the situation in the first place, was bad counsel. And we have to really qualify. Remember, the Reagan doctrine, trust but verify, is backwards. It should really be verify first, then trust.
Amen to that. I agree with you, Chris. And this
God bless America, Sam.
Thank you, Chris. And I mentioned this was a setup right from the get-go. Right when this happened, I said, man, something's not right with this. All right? I knew. Right away, I just didn't have the right feel about it. Now, the FBI says all of the named defendants face a federal felony charge of conspiracy to impede officers of the United States of discharging their official duties through the use of force, intimidation, or threats. Believe it or not, it's a very vague, weak argument. They say it's maximum of 6 years in prison and fines. But it's so vague. It's like, you know what, Kurt, you're being too loud. You're involved in what? Public disruption? Or, you know, loitering? It's that kind of an idea, because what does that mean, impeding officers from doing their duties?
Well, at least to me, you know, they're certainly terrorists, right, Sam? So, I mean, they ought to be, you know, put in prison for being a terrorist. I mean, like the Hammonds. I mean, you know, this. I mean,
no, the Hammonds are way worse than these guys.
Well, I mean, you know, all I can say is, I mean, these guys dared to not go with whatever the king says they must do, you know? I mean,
take on the British crown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good point.
That's trouble.
Now, Ryan Bundy and Finnicum are the only two that got hurt. Finnicum dead. It was fatal. Ryan Bundy had a minor gunshot wound. Nobody else, Kurt, had any problems at all. Now, the FBI was involved. I don't know where the orders came from. But state police also arrested Joe O'Shaughnessy. That's Captain O. Conveniently, he got out, too. He's another one that we've kind of pegged as, it's interesting. He was spending a lot of time hanging out with Pete Santilli also. Now, a lot of people are saying that they know Pete Santilli's a problem. He works for the FBI. See, I don't know any of those things. Okay, I don't know that I believe that.
By the way, Chris, you know, the caller was, man, that's pretty impressive, huh? And he, you know, basically analyzed it as a man who had been in those kind of things, right?
From what we understand, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's what he said. And
anyway, good work, people. I've told you this was a setup from the very beginning. I've told you that provocateurs led poor Ammon like a lamb to the slaughter. I've told you that it's Operation Ultimate Payback. I've told you that it's Operation Let's Frame the Patriots. And even the last ambush of Tuesday night smacks of that big time. And I think we need to start demanding the government release their video immediately about what really happened and start answering questions about what happened. This idea that it's under investigation and we're not going to talk and just look at the court documents to see what we're saying is bogus. Because as you know, pretty soon there'll be a gag order on people about the documents, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, it's not going well. Now, by the way, the FBI press conference, they had no questions for the press, Kurt.
No question.
What's up with that?
Well, you know, I mean, if you're told the sign says there will be no questions, I mean, you pretty much have no questions.
No
right?
questions, yeah. I'm questioning that, Kurt.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Okay, see, I have a problem with that whole thing, though. I want to know, did Ammon and Associates use their weapons. If they did not, then how are we allowing the mainstream press to run around and call it a firefight all day long, over and over and over and over? See, what the FBI and the state police of Oregon want is for the mainstream press to use the words firefight over and over and over to make it look like, man, the government was engaged with some hardened criminals that were just, like, armed to the teeth and using their weapons. See, I don't believe that's true. But what the FBI will say is, well, we never really said it was a firefight. We just said we engaged them and shots were fired. But then the mainstream press jumps to the firefight scenario because, remember, they've been educated, they've been indoctrinated, they've been manipulated to believe that these armed militants have weapons and will use them. See? And we've had this indoctrination for so long, it's hard not to. The Patriots for sure fired back, didn't they, Kurt? I mean, they're armed to the teeth, they're crazy. Of course they fired back. See? It's that idea.
Yeah, good point.
But I'm not convinced that shots came from Ammon and Associates at all. Ammon Bundy is now calling on those at the refuge, Kurt, to go home. Please stand down. Ammon was arraigned yesterday. They said he was dangerous to society. They don't dare release him because he'll go back to the refuge and stir up trouble. And not only is he armed and dangerous, but, man, they can't release him. But he released, through his attorney, Mike Arnold. Mike Arnold had a statement from Ammon Bundy that told the Patriots, please go home, stand down. The statement starts out with first addressing my good friend, my beloved friend, Robert Lavoie Finicum. Lavoie is one of the greatest men and greatest patriots I've ever seen. His love for his country is shown through the blood he gave yesterday, said Ammon. I mourn for him, and I mourn for his family. Anyway, it goes on and says, I'll say more about that later, but for now, everybody please go home. To those remaining at the refuge, I love you. Let us take this fight from here. Please stand down. Please stand down. Go home and love your families. Being in the system, we're going to take this opportunity to get answers on land rights and more along our way. Now, Kurt, now Ammon Bundy is starting to sound like Sam Bushman, isn't he, Kurt? Go home, love your families. This isn't the way to go about it. There's better ways. Amen, Ammon. I agree. And by Ammon's statements yesterday, several people left, and I think we've managed to save more lives. That is indeed good news.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Again, there's conflicting reports everywhere, Kurt. So, Ammon Bundy calling on people who remain at the refuge to go home, hug your families, let them take it from here. I concur with Ammon. Quote, the FBI to date has kept its promises when it comes to passage for those who want to come out, Rhodes said. They did what they said they were going to do. That's Stuart Rhodes, Kurt, speaking about the FBI, and for the most part, I agree with him. They let a lot of people leave peacefully, and I commend them for that. They didn't go in with a heavy hand. They gave everybody every opportunity to leave possible. I think that's great news. However, I know that in the case of Jason Patrick, he was trying to leave and they arrested him. So there's kind of this idea that if you're not one of the key membership leaders, you're going to go free. But if you are, uh-uh. And even Pete Santilli's kind of caught in that group right now. But it's interesting. They were all arraigned yesterday at 1:30. They have their next court case arraignment discussions tomorrow on Friday. We'll see what happens there. What was interesting, what the judge said to Pete Santilli, Kurt, according to the co-host for Pete, Deb, was basically this idea that, you know what, I don't even know why you're here, Pete, because your points are well taken, you're part of the media, but since I don't understand it, I got to keep you here longer so I can figure that out. That's what the judge said, Kurt. I don't really know why you're here. I need a couple of days to figure this out. So they made Pete stay in jail too, Kurt.
Well, sure. I always thought the judge is what, you know, pretty much said what was up. But, of course, if the judge is taking orders from somebody, then...
That's the whole reason I bring it up.
He's got to find out what to do, you know.
That's the whole reason I bring it up, Curtis. What do you mean you don't understand why they're here, then? If you don't understand why they're here, then you should release them, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially when it comes to Pete Santilli, look, you need to release him. If you don't know why he's even there, it's like, come on, who told you to put him there? Where's that accountability for those people? Make them put up or shut up when it comes to evidence, okay? Again, we need to arrest people based on what, probable cause and some of these kind of things? Come on. All right. Anyway, I find that interesting. Now, a federal court judge yesterday, Wednesday, ordered Ammon Bundy and six others, now listen carefully, accused of... That's good because they're innocent until proven guilty. They say accused of the armed takeover to remain in jail. And here's why, Kurt. They say their flight risks and a danger to public safety. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Burrow argued that they would return to the refuge and bunker in with their followers and stage a last violent stand.
Yeah, violence
now, Kurt,
is what they've been all about. Been shooting up the whole neighborhood the whole time, haven't they?
That's the problem. There's been no violence, my friend. That's just pure fiction.
Well, they might go back and do some more snow shoveling, and, you know, they could, go into town to a meeting, or Maybe they pick up like a milkshake. I mean, you got some dangerous kind of guys.
You know what I think they might do, Kurt? Mm-hmm. They might even whip up another batch of soup.
Ooh. Well, I mean, you can't be having that.
I mean, look, yeah. The only violence that has occurred is the belligerent, out-of-control government. Mm-hmm. And you wonder how much of that government was the provocateur to stir up this whole event in the first place. All right, there you have it. I find that whole deal just concerning, Kurt.
Yep.
Wow. All right, I'm going to get rid of that FBI to date so far has done what they've said, because I think that's only kind of partially true.
Yeah, good point. You know, I was going
to
ask
you. You believe they're a danger to public safety, Kurt?
FBI or the, you know, I mean.
Oh, well, good question. Yeah, good for you, Kurt. Nah, they're saying that these protesters are, you know.
What I want to know, Sam, is I wanted to hear yesterday what, you know, America's big talker had to say about, you know.
Well, you heard what I had to say, Kurt. Come on.
Well, I know. I heard you. But you know how everybody says that Rush Limbaugh is the most listened to or whatever, you know, 21 million guys or 21 million listeners or, I don't know, 100 million listeners.
Oh, yeah, he's got the whole world listening, buddy.
I don't know, you know, but at least for me, I'm one of the few, you know, I rarely listen. But, you know, after what had happened and I knew, you know, quite a bit about it, I tuned in. You know, in the three-hour program, now I will admit there's times in, during that three-hour program that I missed, you know, because it seemed like all that they talked about was Trump and Fox News. All that I can remember basically was brought up. Now, maybe somebody else out there can tell me that Rush Limbaugh did a segment about what went on in Oregon and, you know, reported that, but I find it telling, once again, that, you know, a big talker like that couldn't really access information. It couldn't really even bring his listeners up to date at all in the three-hour time slot about what went on there. Don't you, Sam?
I don't really believe that Rush did that at all, Kurt.
Did what?
Well, really talked about it or explained or anything else. See, none of the mainstream press has really broken this down in a cognizant way so that people really even understand at all anything.
Well, that's my point. I just don't think that there's any of that kind of coverage, and that's how the thing works. When you say, he who owns the media makes the rules. When I do the Google search for Rush Limbaugh, Burns, Oregon, you know, all I get is some station that might be carrying them in that area.
Or you know, get the Simon and Garfunkel song, The Sound of Silence, maybe.
Well, yeah. I mean, out of the top three, I do the same thing for Sean Hannity. Nothing that I can see, except for maybe he commented on it about the 4th of January. But after that, nothing. You know, I do see when I look at Glenn Beck's Blaze or whatever, I can see one headline there, you know, but I just, what I'm saying is, if you really want coverage about things that really matter, I think you got to go somewhere besides the talking heads, you know, ladies and gentlemen, but maybe you could prove me wrong. Maybe you could tell me you got some exhaustive coverage from those guys somewhere that I missed.
Hey, Kurt. Huh? And the issue, too, that I find fascinating is how, let me just ask you this question. I don't know how much money you think Liberty News Radio has or Liberty Roundtable has. Let's just take Liberty Roundtable, for instance.
Money just pours in droves.
I am grateful for the money that did pour in yesterday from one of our tremendous listeners. Kurt Crosby dropped by my house and gave me a check for one of them. And thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, it does matter, folks. I know that You know, sometimes people are like, oh, man, you know, I don't know if I have enough to make a difference. Anything people can give really does help. It really makes more of a difference than you can possibly imagine. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow. Anyway, I bring this all up, though, to say, how much money do you think Liberty Roundtable has? And how much do you think it costs to run this talk show monthly? And then I want to ask everyone, how good of coverage do you think we provided for the Oregon? I'm not going to call it a standoff, Kurt, because it wasn't even a standoff. I'm going to call it the Oregon impasse. Situation's another, you know, great way to describe it. But how much money do you think we really have, and how much do you think it costs us to be on the air and everything else? And the cost is decreased because I'm the engineer and I don't really charge, and I'm the talk show host, and Kurt's the talk show host, and we really don't charge. I'm the operator of the board, and the, you know, some people joke and say the lord of the board. Some people say that this guy does his magic behind the scenes and I run my mouth kind of thing. I do both, and so we don't have a charge for an engineer. That's why I got to have Kurt talk when I answer your phone calls kind of stuff. Okay, we're very slim. I don't know how much you think it costs to run this show, and I don't want to tell you because then you won't think you need to donate at all. It's very inexpensive. Okay, but suffice it to say, if our usually costs about $100 an hour to produce, then, you know, it's about $1,000 a week, right? Because it's five shows, 2 hours a day, $1,000 a week, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, anyway, I use that as kind of a starting point to get you to understand that it isn't cheap, even though it's inexpensive. It's inexpensive because when you think about how many people you get to talk to and what kind of an influence we've had, but what kind of coverage do you think we've had, Kurt? I've worked hours and hours and hours and hours, and I have relationships on the ground and associates that are in different, I've got assets and friends in different places through the CSPOA. Just think of what kind of coverage we've provided on this thing.
Well, yeah, but think about all the time I've spent listening to you. You know, well, I mean,
you're not giving yourself enough credit, Kurt. You spent time doing a lot of the work that makes it possible, too.
Well, all right. But anyway, the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the new media is taking center stage, and the old media just is he who owns the media makes the rules, and it's not really your media. It's controlled by the big boys, and they're the pals of people like the FBI, etc.
LibertyRoundtable.com, and the reason I bring all this up is for pennies, we're taking the world by storm. We've had pretty tremendous coverage in this thing. I submit to you, we've probably had better coverage than anybody bar none. And you would say, no, Sam, Pete Santilli was live and did this and did that. Yeah, but he also got a lot of things wrong. Anyway, we'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable, this nation shall endure.